it's okay to defend yourself. It's, you are worth defending, you're valuable. So getting over that psychological part, and again, that's a matter of growth, where you're doing time. Physical stuff in 60 minutes, I would cover the A technique that we talked about tomorrow. Right. And again, it's one of those that it's not a super big secret, but it works so well, I don't necessarily want everyone knowing it, because I want bad guys to start using it more than they do. And counter assault, how to get past the sucker punch. Most of it's ego. Most of the stuff that we deal with, the high-end predatory stuff that we think about for self-defense is actually really rare. A lot of it is just one or two jerks being jerks.
Right.
Yeah. Until recently, anger was not something I felt very often. I've always been pretty cold. I tend to fight really, really stupid when I get emotionally involved. My biggest emotion going into most fights was if I saw the buildup, I would get nervous as it was coming up. And a lot of it, it came after I started teaching. I would hear this little voice in my head saying, if you lose, then no one's going to believe you. No one's going to trust you. And if they don't trust you, they're going to get hurt. And that would just, and I just had to breathe and make it go away. I had to just do what I do. A couple of things with that. I never look at the instructor, I look at their students. I look at their attitudes. If I walk into a place and I hear, you know, that meaty sound that when someone hits a jaw really good, if I hear that followed by a giggle, if someone laughs when they get hit, I know that the instructor has broken that bridge, has taught them how fun this is. How strong the instructors are, if the students are afraid of the instructor, or they feel like they have to kiss ass, then this is someone training people to be submissive, not training people to be strong.
Yeah.
And one of the things you can't catch walking in, and not always, but someone has a lot of long-term cop students, people that actually use it, then usually the physical skills are very good. I don't teach other people's kids. Because I'm foul-mouthed and I'm a little too realistic for most people. What I told my kids was, number one, no one has a right to put their hands on you. If someone puts their hands on you, you hurt them fast. Second, there will be consequences. You will get in trouble with school, you will not get in trouble with me.
Right.
And beyond that, for my kids, it was never a teaching, it was a constant play. They wrestled with me all the time. We would brawl, we would fight. My daughter wanted to learn to throw axes. Just made the whole thing a part of their life from the beginning. So it's, they aren't martial artists by any stretch of the imagination, but they're pretty good vicious animals.
Right.
So just keeping that, the kids are born that way, keep it alive.